Many of you might remember a basketball player by the name of Jeremy Lin. He's a point guard for the New York Knicks. He had an incredible string of games in this past season. He was undrafted, kind of a Cinderella story. He's also Asian American and went to Harvard, both of which makes him something of a rarity in the NBA. Okay, so there are now fears that Linsanity, as the phenomenon around him was called, may officially be over or at least be transferred somewhere else because the Knicks may be letting him go to the Houston Rockets.
Here to talk with us in today's Midday Extra is Roger Groves. He's a contributor at Forbes and director of the Center for Sports and Social Entrepreneurship. Hi, Roger.
Hello, everyone.
Well, what do you think? Do you think that the Knicks are going to let him go? And if so, why?
Well, I think they probably will let him go, and I think the decision probably was already made when they acquired Raymond Felton.
And Felton plays the same position as Lin. I mean, that's the critical thing here, right? We're talking about two-point guards.
I think the other, even more critical possibly, is the fact that Lin unfortunately had, the 35 games and 25 starts, but then has torn cartilage and didn't play in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
Comparably, Raymond Felton he's a seven-year vet.
But Linsanity, right? I mean,
right.
The money, the hype, the excitement around this guy that they experienced in New York, can that just be transferred to Houston or is it gone from our lives forever?
I think that depends on winning. I mean, remember, even with the Tebow kinds of euphoria that they had, they also were happened to win during that time, and he still got traded. And I think it's important to think about from a business perspective. If you're going to match an offer and you've got it backloaded, if you're dealing with that, then you're dealing with a relatively high fixed cost on a speculative product or an asset. And without winning, and remember Houston did not do so well last year. And so without winning, it's hard to justify that risk.
Even if you've got a huge Chinese following that just loves watching the games just because it's Jeremy Lin.
And I would say from a business perspective, from Houston's perspective, look how many other entities they would have to share that revenue split with. It's one thing having a revenue split tied into a collective bargaining agreement where you've only got a few players. But, of course, with the kind of Linsanity, even if it were transferable, you've got everybody who's involved in merchandising with a piece of that split. You've got TV contracts. And if they don't win, then you don't have as large a TV market. And as we all know, that's a huge component of long-term revenue.
You're being diplomatic here, Roger, but I read between the lines that you don't think Houston is making a great decision by putting all this money on the table for Jeremy Lin.
I think I could go so far to say that it has surprised, raised eyebrows, and maybe even stunned some that they would have that kind of a backloaded contract where someone coming off knee surgery that has started 25 games in non-playoff action is going to be worth that 3 years down the road. And frankly, we don't have the demographics and the history precedent within the NBA to know what is the value of the marketing dollars for the team when you have such a speculative market that may end up not being one that is a highly successful team.
Roger Groves is director of the Center for Sports and Social Entrepreneurship, also a contributor to Forbes. Good to talk with you, Roger. Thanks.
Thank you.